Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
Also by Zivac and Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay.
Hello, folks.
Well, Richard, I know everybody says I preach doom and gloom every week, but you know what? It's something that's important, and I'm going to keep telling people till they get it in their head, because my information doesn't come from my own self. It comes from experts that know, and I want to talk a little bit, just briefly,
okay,
about big job gains in the feds, okay?
All righty.
The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday that the employers added 288,000 workers in June, exceeding economic forecasts, causing the unemployment rate to fall for a six-year low of 6.1%. You know, that's good, because the average jobs in the past year has been around 233,000.
Okay.
What's more, adding 288,000 jobs is doing mostly job gain target of 300,000 at most economic forecasts is required to propel the U.S. economy up. They said we need 300,000 jobs.
Okay, so we're getting kind of close to that. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
And it's been a long time since the jobless rate in the U.S. was at 6.1. In fact, you have to go back to September 2008 to find a month when employment was as low as it is today. And that's significant, because September 2008 was when Lehman Brothers collapsed. Lehman Brothers bankruptcy was an event that pushed the world to the brink of financial meltdown and forced central banks into emergency action to prevent a second Great Depression. In the 6 years since, most of the financial crisis, the Federal Reserve has had its foot on the floor, keeping interest rates low and spending billions of dollars that we don't have to keep the economy up. Okay.
Yeah. And I read recently the Fed is really talking about backing off of that. They have reduced what they've been buying each quarter, and like the their last I think it's called open market committee or whatever it is. I don't even know. They kind of decided they were going to finish that up in October, and so there are some projections, at least, that could be the beginning of rising interest rates.
And we know what that means, market going down.
Yeah,
okay, and we've all predicted that. But, does the creation of 288,000 new jobs in June and an unemployment rate of 6.1% mean that we can expect a change in the Fed's policy stance? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
Most experts say no, it's not. That's because there's still some troubling signs that the employment issues in the U.S. are far from resolved. And, it's an economy that's driven 70% by consumer spending. Putting people back to work in high-paying jobs is a necessity, okay? But, and I've got one other interesting thing I'm going to say, and that's all I'm going to talk about this, folks, but there's a chart, and people can't see it, but it's on my website.
Okay.
And it compares the 1929 crash to what we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
The parallel is unreal.
And what's that website, Jim?
It's safeharfin.com, Safe Harbor Financial LLC. Go to my website. Look at that chart. Now, I want you to see that chart, folks, if you're listening, because it is eerie. Isn't it, Doug? It's eerie. We got Doug Morrison with us today. Doug, as y'all know, is my brother-in-law, is working with me, and I forgot to introduce you, Doug.
That's okay, Jimbo. It's all right.
But the charts, Doug and I were shocked when we saw it. I mean, every little click, it's almost identical to 2008.
Okay.
Isn't it, Doug?
It was, Jim. It was almost exact.
So just another.
That's safeharfin.com.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll send it to you if you want to put it on yours, Richard, but it's a true thing. They created this.
Mm-hmm.
Some economists created it from where it was and compared it where we were. But I did a little click. It had a click up before 2008, before it fell, and that's
right.
That's where we are now. But I've had people tell me, one of my clients told me that his son is at Harvard in a program, a master's degree program or something there. They did an article on, all the classes on when the crash is coming, because they all know it's coming, when it's coming. And his one, because he predicted 2017. Now, I don't know if it's going to be 2017. I personally have trouble believing it's going to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows it's coming, and if the brokers are telling you the truth, they're telling you to be prepared. But the thing, Richard, that separates us from everybody else is, what do you do to prepare?
Right.
Okay, and what I tell them people to do, there's safe places to put your money that can give you safe market returns, guaranteed income for life without any absolute risk at all, and give you market returns plus a minimum guarantee.
Well, let's back up, Jim, and let's talk about why that might be important. If somebody is in retirement or near retirement, then one of the questions that I always hear is out there is, well, how much money do I need in retirement?
Right.
It used to be many, many years ago, maybe decades ago, that the standard rule of thumb was that you need to prepare to have 75 to 80% of your pre-retirement income in retirement.
Right.
And these days, I'm not so sure that that's a really good rule of thumb anymore. I've had an awful lot of people and an awful lot of examples where I look at it and said, well, maybe you need 90, maybe you need 100. It kind of depends on what you're going to do in retirement. And I think the biggest thing about it is, decades ago when you were talking about needing something to produce 75 to 80% of your income, retirement, you were looking at a much shorter retirement time period than what you are now.
Yes.
So the dollar amount of the assets that you need is just different. It's just totally different.
And you got to prepare for things like, we may have double-digit inflation down the road. It's certainly a problem. Taxes are going to go up. Taxes went up 70 of the last 100 years anyway. So
yes.
People know taxes are going up. But people need more income, and you hit the nail on the head when you said they're living longer, Richard. You know, I've got clients in their 80s and 90s right now.
Right.
Doug, Billy Graham's 98, isn't he?
And he's 95, Jim.
95 years old. I mean, people are, living longer, so you got to prepare for that, and you got to be prepared for emergencies, and anything can happen, and you can't prepare for everything out there. But how do you prepare, Richard? How do you prepare for a safe, guaranteed income, a lifetime income, without losing all your money?
Well, I guess that's part of the question, and it's difficult to do that on your own, I would think. Unless you're an expert in financing, unless you're an expert in the market, unless you're an expert in taxes, you can't do all of that yourself.
Well, here's one thing I do know. If you're taking income from your assets in the market and the market goes down,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take you a lot longer to recoup those assets.
Well,
right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. So I have features. I have products in here that it's guaranteed income for life. Will not go down, and get market returns can increase your income on that, and it's probably a guaranteed income, probably 20 to 40% more than you think. Can be potentially up to 100% tax free for you and your spouse, with potential increase with market upturns, but without exposure to downturns, with potential to double, even triple monthly benefits for qualifying health care conditions without having to be insurable. Plus, you might leave money for your heirs. But it's less than you think, because of the cost of these are from 0.5% to 1%, and the average investments cost a lot more than that. I've looked at them. I've analyzed these things for years, Richard. People throw rocks at annuities. They say they're too good to be true. They don't understand them. Whatever the reason are, do it. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, it's the best way right now to get your secure, safe, guaranteed lifetime income for retirement of anything I know out there.
Right.
And get decent returns and get decent amount of money. There's just nothing out there, folks. And I've been preaching this, and I'm going to keep preaching it, and I have critics that tell me the annuities aren't good. And I know Richard, even CPAs in school were taught, you know, some annuities weren't good. That ties your money up and that kind of stuff like that and this and this. And yeah, you do. It does tie your money up. It's only liquid to 10% a year, and I tell everybody that. If you need more liquidity than that, don't put in annuity. But I have other ways to keep your money safe and keep it liquid. But for income, we're talking just about income here.
Right.
Because defined benefits are going under, you know, they're hard to even find defined benefits anymore.
There are very few companies these days that still offer defined benefit plans. There are a few cases where if you still work for the government or school system, sometimes they still have basically a defined benefit plan. But a lot of those are switching to the 401k model, where the employee contributes, and then what you have in retirement is based on what it earns while it's being invested.
Yeah.
And just like everybody else, just like the IRA, just like everybody else that's basically in a small business that doesn't have a defined benefit plan. And so what an annuity can do is you can take the money that's sitting in a plan like that, an IRA, a 401k, and you can flip it and you can put it in an annuity and you can basically create your own defined benefit.
Absolutely. And one of the downfalls, Richard, of defined benefit, and you know this, is that you can get an income for life or you can get reduced amount for have your spouse to have some money after you die. But I asked a client this the other day. I said, if you know what happens if you and your husband are in a car wreck and both of you die? It's gone. The plan's over. There's no money for the heirs. I said, my plan allows money for heirs. It gives you both the same income without reducing income, but maybe 0.5% more, and gives you a lifetime income. And that income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. So you can't beat that, folks. In a nursing home confinement, every day, one of the questions I ask every client comes in there, Doug, you're in there, do you have long-term care? And it's not but a 10-20% that have it, do they?
They don't have it. They can't afford it. It's too expensive.
And so you better prepare, and I'm giving them free long-term care. So that's what we're all about, Richard. And I'm not preaching doom and gloom. I'm only getting my information from experts that are a lot smarter than I am, okay? So I don't know where the market's going, but everybody seems to be in unison that it's going down at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just a matter of when and how much.
Certainly.
Okay.
So if we're talking about how much money we need in retirement, what's the real place, the proper place to consider Social Security? Should we include that as part of our retirement income? Should we just ignore it? What do you think there, Jim?
No, I think you should have Social Security. In fact, Social Security is the only retirement plan for a lot of people. That's all they got. Then
it doesn't take much planning.
No.
You haven't done any planning if that's where you are.
No, I had a couple in the other day, they were living on Social Security, but they had sold some property and they had this money. They wanted to create a guaranteed retirement income to go along with Social Security.
Okay.
And I told them, I said, I think that's very wise because you're going to need more money down the road. Taxes, inflation is going to eat in Social Security and you're going to find yourself with less money.
Inflation increases faster than Social Security.
That's right. And folks, I know what I'm talking about because I'm going to apply for Social Security one of these days down the road, not anytime soon, but, you know, hopefully 3 or 4 years, 5 years. But, you got to be prepared for that. And a lot of people say Social Security won't be here. Well, I think it will be here. I think it may not be in the same form that for our kids as it is for us.
Well, they're probably going to have to do some sort of restructuring. The Social Security Administration right now admits that we've got full funding to pay benefits probably through about 2032. In 2033 right now, the expectation is we'd have to cut benefit payments down to like 75%.
Yeah.
So chances are, I think, that somewhere around 2030 or 31, Congress will address the issue and modify Social Security in some way. Either that's a reduction in the payout of future generations, because heaven knows they never touch Social Security when it comes to current payouts, because, well, honestly, those Social Security recipients are a large voting block.
And
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that that's the way it is because that's politics. But so And I also think it's politics that they'll kick it down the road and not want to address it now when they could, but they just won't because it's not an emergency right now. Okay, so they'll have to do something. They'll raise the age, and certainly we've started down that path a little bit now because the age used to be 65 and now it's up to 67. Well, they might have to raise that age a little bit more. You know, they might have to tinker with it. There might be some more income adjustments where if you earn above a certain amount, your benefits are reduced, that kind of thing, even after retirement. But, you know, one of the things that I remember looking at in doing a lot of research on Social Security, Jim, and I believe you and I have talked about it before, is when somebody pays into Social Security, you know, basically whether you're self-employed or whether you're employed and you're earning a wage, you're paying a portion of your wages into Social Security. Now, the Social Security Administration, the entire law was written like a pyramid scheme. It was not written so that the money that we pull out of your paycheck gets invested. It doesn't do that. Yeah. Basically, the money that we pull out of your paycheck turns around and pays somebody else's benefits.
Yeah.
It doesn't sit anywhere and get invested.
Yeah.
But one of the arguments that's always been around for a long, long time is, what if we could privatize Social Security? What if we could take that money and invest it? We could be so much better off. And for instance, I have some information that let's say Bill earned Social Security benefits over his lifetime, and he paid in like $152,000 over the years that he worked. Now, in today's dollars, that might mean he actually paid in about $260,000 worth. But really, what's going to happen is that's going to give him benefits of about $24,000 a year, mm-hmm. and that's really about it. It might be just under half of his current salary. Okay, so it's not a great benefit for what you put in, but it's not horrible. Whereas if you had taken the employee and the employer's portion and you'd invested that, and let's just say in average returns, end quote.
Yeah.
Because we both know that averages can be deceiving because you don't earn the average every year, and when you earn it has an effect on what kind of money you have. But let's just make that assumption because it's easier to describe it. Now, if we had done that and he'd earned average rates of returns, and let's just even say an old time standard 60-40 equity bond mix, okay, so that we have those kinds of averages and kind of spread out the risk and all that kind of stuff, okay. So if we'd done that, then we'd probably be looking at having about $1.4 million at retirement, okay.
Yeah.
So if we had $1.4 million in retirement, and we had a withdrawal rate of 4%, 4.4%, something like that, then we could get a monthly an annual payment of about $63,000. Okay, that's a significant difference from 24, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And Richard, the thing about this, you used the 60-40 bond mix, which used to be the standard.
Right.
Well, see, you can't do that. See, this is not the traditional times. The bond market's been very flat and is going to be worse when interest rates goes up.
Sure.
We know that. The equity markets have been very, very erratic. So people out there think that they have to go to the market because they've got to earn. That's the best place to earn return on your money. And it may be, but it's also very, very risky. And
right.
Do you want to risk, Richard, the money you got to have to play bread and butter with, buy bread and butter with? You
mm-hmm.
don't.
No, you don't.
So that's got to be in something safe. I agree totally with you. There's better investments out there than that. And you can, even in this erratic times of the market, there's safe investments you can get out there and get market returns without risk. I've been preaching this for years to people, and a minimum guarantee on that and a lifetime income. That's what you got to look at. Okay, people like to have to look because that money's got to be there. Now, if you've got money that you want to play with or deciding you could afford to lose, put it in the market. You certainly may have some big gain.
Mm-hmm.
You may have, but then you may lose. You know,
right.
So
exactly.
You got to be able to afford to lose that, Richard. And you know that. You're probably most CPAs are conservative, so I figure you're conservative, yeah. Richard. So, you know, that's the way I preach it. And I don't tell everybody out there and take everything they got and put in an annuity. You absolutely can't do
it. Oh, absolutely not.
One, because you need liquidity, some of the money. But two, I tell people this. Put the money in an annuity that you want to know is going to be there, that's guaranteed income that you're going to have for the rest of your life. You know it, and what's left is going to go to your heirs. Put that in an annuity. The rest of it, we got other places. We'll take as much risk as you want to take in there.
Or as little.
Yes. I can do it any way they want to. I don't put everybody in an annuity. That's not what we're about. I have people tell me they want liquidity. I need more liquidity.
And that's the variation that you find with different people, because different people have different goals and different things that they want to do in retirement.
Good.
You know, the amount of cash that you need every year in retirement is going to vary dramatically if your idea of retirement is sitting on the front porch swing and watching the traffic go by. Then it's I want to be on a cruise every other week, or I want to take my boat out and I want to go fishing. I want to go sailing between the islands. I want to go travel. I want to get my Winnebago, and I want to drive around the country. All of those things are different.
Yep.
And so, what you have to do, you can't take a. There's not one plan for everybody. There has to be a customized plan, both in what it's going to take for your retirement, and how those investments need to be structured so that you've got the income or the liquidity that you need on a regular monthly basis, as well as a structure that says it's going to last the 20, the 30, the 40 years that you might be in retirement.
Yep, because you don't know. You know, I always tell people this. If you can tell me the date of your death, I can plan this exactly.
That's right.
We know that's not true. But I'm not throwing rocks at pension plans. You know, I've got two defined benefits that myself.
Yeah.
But they're good income. But I realize how they're structured. And, you know, I've got to take a big cut in my benefit to let my wife get half of money when I die, something like that. And I know that we both die. There's nothing left in there. So the annuities are a better option for me. That's what I'm using for my retirement is annuities, folks. I'm telling you, annuities are the best option out there. And hybrid annuities are different than fixed annuities, Richard, or variable annuities. Variable annuities are risky and very costly, in my opinion. Okay, fixed annuities are not rates are not high enough to really make money you need to make. Hybrid annuity is the answer, folks. But not all hybrid annuities create equal. I know that they're all bad. This is bad. They don't understand it. I've got a product here that only 1% of the agents in the United States can sell. 1% of it. Mm-hmm. It's a proprietary annuity, and although they've cut rates recently, the rates are still, it's the best. I've compared them with all the others. It's still one of the best out there. Okay, so come see me, folks. Just come see me. And Doug, you want to add anything? You sit in on my appointments now and throw something in here. We got time.
Well, Doug, why don't you tell us what the essence of a hybrid annuity is?
Well, I think, Jim, what's really neat about what Jim can do, Richard, is that it's middle ground. A lot of people just don't realize what Jim can do. I think with the clients that we've seen just recently, just this week, Jim, they're amazed at what you can do. They realize that if they don't need liquidity, they can leave the money alone for a period of time, and if they need withdrawals out of it, they can get the 10% out of it, which they like that. And if they need more, they can do that. But they also know that most of the time they really don't need that money, and they're okay with it to put it back and let it be growing for them, because they know in the long term it's going to give them better return. But Jim, I think one of the things that's really been a joy for me. We've showed a lot of your clients and some of our newest clients this last week about that rate chart. I want to go back to that again. Guys, don't you find it amazingly? Why is it the American people, and I think most of the American people do, they're not hoodwinked, but history has a tendency to repeat itself. But why don't we ever learn our lessons? You ever thought about that?
Because we're not really students of history.
Well, that's a very true statement, Richard. In fact, we were in a meeting the other day, Jim, at Kiwanis, and I was talking to some people that was head of the school board here in Baldwin County, and I made the comment. I said, folks, I said, do we still teach American history in our schools anymore? Remember me asking that, Jim?
Yeah, and there's some schools that are not. Teach it very much in here. They stay all in the South. There's some that are not.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. We need to learn from history of what's going ahead and what's up there, what's about to happen and down there, and be prepared for it. We're certainly more prepared than our ancestors were in 1929. But, you know, whether the market's going to crash completely, I don't know. Whether the market's going to drop 40 points, I don't know. I don't know when it's going to happen. But I say, why do you have to worry? Don't worry about it. I can give you a plan.
Jimbo, there's just a side little note here just to put some salt in the oats a little bit. There's a great book by Dr. David Jeremiah that talks about the coming economic earthquake. That's a good book. I just advise your listeners to be able to go to the bookstore and find that book and get it and read it, because it gives a lot of insights of what he has the ability, along with many others, to see long-term what's projected out there. And that's what I think, Jim, is neat about you. You're looking long-term and watching
sure.
what's happening.
And I'm not just trying to have a sale. I'm trying to help people. You know, I've made my money, Richard. I know it's an old saying, well, you know, they're just making money. I'm not doing it for the money. I have clients that come to me with very little money, but it's all they've got.
Right.
And I want to make sure it lasts them. You know, they don't run out of money before they run out of life. And
sure.
that's why I put together a team like Richard Lindsay, I think, is one of the best CPAs in town or in the state.
Yes, he is.
He's a planner. Richard's a tax planner, folks. And he'll sit down with you and do some tax planning like he has mine. And I don't always listen to his advice. And it cost
just
me.
Just like everybody else.
It cost me this last year not listening to it. But, you know, we got Jim Roberts, an attorney, state planning attorney. These are good people. They come to our seminars. They all have a part in it. So listen to them. Come to a seminar. Go to the website. Find out when our seminars are, and, you know, you can email us and come see it.
Well, Jim, if people are interested in learning more about the annuities or learning more about whatever opportunities that they might have that they can learn from you, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Well, you can call me at 625-1226 or toll-free 1-877-251-1984. And let me repeat that, 625-1226. 1-877-251-1984. And Richard, how can they get you?
There's two ways to get hold of me. If our listeners want to go to my website, that's cpamobileal.com, or they can call my office. We can set up a consultation or a conversation, if you will, whether that's over the phone or in person, and that number is 633-4070. That's 633-4070, Jim.
And Richard has a lot of clients, folks, that have never seen him. I'm amazed that all over the country that have seen him. So they relying on his expertise. They don't have to see him. And Jim Roberts is our state planning attorney, and Daphne, and I don't have his number memorized, and I don't have his card, but he's our state planning attorney. So we're about to wrap it up, folks. And anything y'all want to add?
No, I don't have any final words. Doug?
No, guys, I just want to tell you it's a joy to be with both of you again. Richard's a lot with us in our seminars, and we appreciate his input so much. And Jim, I'm amazed. There's a lot of listeners that listen to us weekly, and we appreciate you folks tuning in.
Well, I'm on 710 AM, folks, this same show, and 1220 AM, and we have our commercials on. We're back on Fox 10 doing a television commercials. I'm going to do some new ones here recently. So.
All right. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Richard.
That's it, folks. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call them for that complimentary consultation, 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll-free, 877-251-1984, 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.